Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this half hour, this hour on Mondays by my co-host on Mondays, Matt Rothschild. He hosts the fabulous podcast, Wisconsin Forward. You can find that everywhere you find your pods, as well as on civicmedia.us. Thank you all for joining me. The question that we're teeing up, for as long as it takes for us all to get through it, is a question that I'm going to just say thanks to our last guest, Jordana Green, co-host of the Adam and Jordana Show at WCCO AM Radio 4. Jordana posited this: are Democrats as equally responsible for the ratcheting up of political rhetoric? Some may say yes. My suggestion, I think the quandary, the dilemma that we find ourselves in, is that Donald Trump's history is simply unmatched when it comes to embracing politically violent rhetoric, and that has been the ratcheting up, and that Democrats or liberals or even a good faith Republican who wishes to criticize the president is then met with all sorts of attacks. And we have to respond, describe what this administration, what Donald Trump is proposing to do, proposing and in fact doing in many instances, specifically and perhaps most importantly in this moment, the deployment of National Guard and active duty Marines to face off against U.S. citizens, potentially in violation of federal law, as at least one judge has held and as an appeals court is currently considering. What do you think? Do Democrats bear equal responsibility for ratcheting up the rhetoric to get us to this place of again, extremist political dialogue where someone like Mr. Belter takes a gun in his own hands and decides to confront the opposition not with words or votes, but with violence? 855-752-4842. Matt, I wanted to first get your reactions to the question posed by Jordana, which is, do we look at Democrats and say, you're just as responsible, or maybe 10%? Like, can you apportion responsibility for where we are in this rhetorical moment?
No, I don't think we're all equally to blame. So I tried to figure out what she was trying to say there. I think I agree with it. It'd be good if we, you know, had civic and civil dialogue. That's what we're about here at Civic Media, and that's important. But that doesn't mean we should ignore what we're facing here with the Trump administration, which is what the point you were getting to right at the end, because we are looking at an administration, and I never used the F word until Donald Trump came along in public, but he has these fascist elements to him. That's the nearest thing in history that we have to compare Donald Trump with. So I don't think saying that or things like authoritarianism and applying those to the Trump administration are leading people to pick up guns and shooting people. I reject that. And I've been spending a lot of time listening to scholars of fascism and authoritarianism, Timothy Snyder, Ruth Ben-Ghiat, I was listening to today.
Literally wrote the book on the historical patterns to fascism and authoritarianism.
Right, the book's called Strong Men, and it's haunting.
Yes.
I have it on my shelf. And I did look at this article in The Atlantic today by Brian Klass, who's also an academic, and he said this: the difference is that only one party is led by someone who uses his megaphone to routinely normalize and absolve acts of political violence. And it's interesting that Trump today or yesterday was tweeting about radical left Democrats who are sick of mind and hate our country and actually want to destroy our inner cities. This is a direct quote from the President of the United States this weekend or today. And so he is really demonizing Democrats. And it's appalling that he's doing it the day after the speaker in Minnesota was shot dead.
He's also repeatedly called Democrats of all varieties, both centrists, both those that are center right and far left progressives, evil. He's used that specifically and personally. To me, there is a vast difference between calling what someone does evil and actually assigning that characteristic, attributing to them as their whole personage. We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. Lots of reactions. Cam from Appleton on the text line saying, calling something what it is just plainly is not the wrong thing to do. It is wrong to say that Democrats bear responsibility here. Al from Brown County, this is not true. This is not both sides. You can't both sides this. Annie from Watertown on the text lines. What are we talking about? It is Gestapo acts, Annie says. It is brown shirts. We are not all complicit in this. Annie is livid. Donna from DeForest saying, Jordana's saying that Waltz was wrong in describing Donald Trump's tactics as being hate mongers, as being unconstitutional policy is infuriating. I cannot listen to both sides baloney. That's virtue signaling BS. Donald also asking for some clarity on the fact that many on the right are claiming that the shooter was somehow like friendly with the governor, had some relationship with the governor. There is absolutely no indication of that. The governor appointed him to a nonpartisan workforce development commissioner. The shooter did at some point own two businesses, as is, and perhaps we can ask our colleagues from Minnesota to confirm this, but as I understand this and from the reporting that I've read over the weekend, it is very traditional for a governor in Minnesota to seek out people from the opposing party for these sorts of appointments to things that are, again, explicitly supposed to be nonpartisan or bipartisan, like this Workforce Development Board. His tenure on that board ended at least 2 years ago by the reporting I read. There's no personal relationship between the governor and the shooter, just to dispel that bit of misinformation that has been floating out there. Robert from West Alice is also pretty ticked off, saying Fox News broadcasting lies and garbage during and after COVID and the big lie, they're responsible for leading to these deaths. Again, Derek Van Orten basically doubling down on all of that vitriol and hate, posting on X over the weekend. A whole pack of election deniers got together and spewed hate. One of them decided to murder and attempt to murder some politicians that were not far left enough for them. Tim Walz is stupid and a clown. That simply all of the predicate for that from Congressman Van Orten is false. It is not accurate. We need to be clear about that, folks. We're going to the phones shortly. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Robert from McFarland on the text line. I don't think Dems are ramping it up, but I don't think that they're doing enough to tone it down. Ah, now that's an interesting question. I appreciate this, Robert from McFarland, to observe where we are as a moment and then to say perhaps we all have collective responsibility, that it is not borne by one politician, one party, but by all of us to try to ratchet the temperature down. Jane from Madison, demonic is a term frequently engaged and used on the right and not on the left. It engages and incentivizes a violent response. Kathleen from Libertyville, watching some of these hearings and the questions coming from Nancy Grace and Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's what is ratcheting things up. Wow. When these folks, again, from Kathleen from Libertyville, these people can't even state clearly that they'll follow the Constitution if given an unconstitutional order. Steve from Milwaukee, with all of this political violence and lies, how is Fox News getting the highest ratings still? Makes me sick. Jane from Madison, American ideals to cling to. Fight it at the ballot box or in the courts. Otherwise, innocent until proven guilty for everybody. Absolutely. Steve from Milwaukee also saying this. I had on Fox Live when they first reported on this, and they tried to paint it as a Democrat shooting a Republican. Wow. Wow.
And I think
And Donna from DeForest, just clarifying this, the shooter was originally appointed by the previous governor in 2016 before Walz was even in office.
And the thing is, it's really important to stress, as you did at the very top of the show, Maggie, that violence is never the answer. Governor Walz said the same thing. And what I like that Jordana did say was that, you know, let's respond with some basic common decency here, unlike Van Orden or Mike Lee or Scott Walker. Let's give sympathy to the family or in both families that had been attacked. And let's just show some basic, you know, emotional intelligence here and not just leap into some scurrilous political attack as they did, which was just so inappropriate.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Cam, go ahead. You're next. Cam from Appleton, are you there? Welcome back to Cam. L.A., Tom, hello. Welcome back to the show. What do you have to say this afternoon? Say hi to Matt.
Hey, Maggie. Hey, Matt. First, hey, we the people ultimately are the government, and we showed that from the No Kings rallies. So let's definitely give ourselves a pat on the back for that one, as well as showing our civic duty to get out and protest. This MAGA murderer does not get to have the moniker of pro-life. And I'm sick of the media falling into this thing by saying, oh, he was a pro-lifer. No. He was either pro-birther or he was pro-big government's right to choose. There's a big difference. And I'm sick of people throwing this moniker around when I actually am a pro-life person, because I don't believe in wars, I don't believe in killing of any kind. They cannot say that on the other side. Do not call this guy pro-life, because he's not. He is pro-death, just like the Republican Party. And I say that not in hyperbole. I say that as someone that looks at the policies of each party, and you tell me who is more pro-death. They are, if you want to call them anything, pro-birth or pro-big government's right to choose. Just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean she's going to choose to terminate a pregnancy. I'm sick of this pro-abortion crap that I hear from our side, and I'm sick of the regular media calling, oh, he was a pro-lifer. BS. And I just want to get that out there very, very strongly, because that's crazy. Also, this weekend I watched the brainwashing of my dad again. Everyone needs to watch that and find out what side of the aisle has been spewing lies and hatred for the past 40 to 50 years.
Thanks so much. That's Tom from LA. He's referring to a documentary called The Brainwashing of My Father. It is gripping viewing, I believe, streaming presently on Netflix. We're going to go back to the phones when we return. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Are Dems also to blame for the political violence? What do you say? 855-75-CIVIC. My name is Maggie Dawn. I got Matt Rothschild with me, and each and every one of you, we're all about real news and great discussion here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.